or listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is December 11th, 2017. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Man, now let me tell you, it is the weather out there is frightful, as the song is said. It is cold out there in Florida, at least in South Florida. It is 47 degrees as I record this podcast to you this morning. It is just nuts. It is cold for us, and I've seen a little bit to our neighbors in the north in Georgia and to the west in Texas. It's just there's snow in places where it hasn't really snowed in a long time or at all. So everybody, just stay safe, stay warm out there. Yes, December is in full effect here, and pretty much most of the country. I think most of the country is in freezing temperatures or cold here in the United States. For us, 47 degrees is pretty cold. So I'll tell you, I'm not one to complain much, but yeah, I don't like the cold very much. And seeing that 2 days ago it was 84 degrees. It's a little bit of a shocker for all of us here. But you know what? Enough of the weather. Let's get on with the podcast here. Today on the show, we're going to feature a little bit of something different. I haven't done this before. Vintage holiday shaving advertisements. I have a few of images that I've shared with the podcast here on the show notes. But also, there's going to be on my actual blog site, I did a whole article on it, and that's going to be where you're going to find out how to win the next aftershave. So we'll talk about that for the next giveaway as well. Review series, we're going to talk about the Holy Call Bacon Inter Aaliyah soap. All right, and this is a new bacon. We talked about this last week. What's going on with the bacon craze? Well, it's made it to wet shaving. We're going to talk about that. I actually was able to get a hold of one of these soaps and try it, and I'll tell you all about it as well. And supermarket finds. Aftershaves. That's right, aftershaves. Yeah, we've talked about a few other things, but there are many aftershaves you can buy in a grocery store or in Walgreens or in like a drugstore, Target or something like that, that are readily available and, you know, pretty affordable too. So you can find those as well. Classic scents that have been around for many, many years. So if you'd like to possibly put on the same stuff that your grandfather or great-grandfather might have worn, you can do that as well. You can actually purchase items. Now, are the formulas going to be the same? Probably not. They've changed over the years. But for the most part, you're getting the right item. You're getting a very similar item. So we'll talk about the supermarket finds aftershaves. We'll go over the giveaway. Sponsored by Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements. And what's coming up on the podcast as the year is really coming to an end for us here. The next show will be the last show of the year. I've decided, I know I talked about it last week, making this show the last show. The next show, I've decided to do another show. So we're going to do one more for the year. And then after that, we'll be in 2018. So believe it or not, we're going to be in 2018. Really crazy how fast this time has gone. 2 years podcasting already, and it just keeps, you know, there's still so much content I haven't covered and so much stuff I want to talk about. I still got tons of things to go over, so it's not going to stop anytime soon. So keep tuning in because we're gonna be here. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, there's something about Christmas, about the holidays, about everything like that that I want to talk about with vintage shaving advertisements. Now, what does that mean? If you're new to the game, or if this is your first time you're listening to our show, we talk about wet shaving, right? So, and I'm just looking something up here real quick. Why would we talk about vintage shaving advertisements? Well, let's see this. Let's talk about this. Sorry, vintage shaving, which was at the time, you know, shaving, it's all about timing, right? And about selling new products. Now, Gillette was a big, I talk a lot about Gillette, and, you know, rightfully so, Gillette was a big, and still is, a very, very big player in the game. But if you notice, a lot of the vintage Gillette razors, when they first came out, the date code will have a 4 in the quarter mark. You know, you'll have your letter code, A, B, C, D, whatever. And then the code, whether that would be the quarter that's produced. A lot of the new ones will have a 4 in there. Now, why is that? 4 is the fourth fiscal quarter of the financial year for business. I mean, that's kind of like the end of the year for everyone. For retail, and sales, that's usually the busiest time of the year. So that's the time when everybody's shopping for Christmas, Hanukkah, or any other holidays, you know, that's out there. They're shopping, they're buying stuff. And even if you're not, you know, you don't celebrate, you still buy stuff for coworkers and stuff. It's the season of gift giving, right? Everybody's buying something, right? You're going to buy somebody something, you wait for Christmas. Traditionally, this was really, really when a lot of people only got things in. Like kids would only get toys around Christmas time and birthdays. You know, now maybe it's a little different, maybe a little more modernized. But for most part, most people were giving away gifts during this time of the year. So what better way to introduce a new item, right, or a new product than to introduce it when your customers are spending their money, right? So that's what happened. And that's why with the Gillette and with other wet shaving companies or any other company really out there, their really big push was the fourth quarter. Because let me tell you, if you're going to buy a new razor or you're going to buy something, the fourth quarter is the time to do it, right? It's definitely going to be the time to do it. That's when people are going to spend money, and that's when they want something new. And for the most part, I'd say a guy or a girl is not going to buy a razor on their own if they don't have to during the year, if they just keep buying blades. But if they're given one, then they'll start using it. Now, in other cases, like you'll see, one thing we'll talk about is we're going to talk about the Gillette Toggle. We've talked about this razor a lot. This was a revolutionary razor. This razor came out in 1958. The fourth quarter, of course, for Christmas, and then came out in 1960. And this is mainstream. There's other test models. We've talked about that too. And, you know, we're not going to get into that part. But think about this. A lot of people sell these razors on eBay, and a lot of them are still in the case, still mint, and still with the box shipper on it, right? Why? How do they survive? Well, let me tell you. I could tell you why from my own experience. You get a Christmas gift, right? You get I got a Gillette razor 50 years ago, whatever I'm talking, and I've been using I had a blue tip from the early 50s, mid 50s, and then somebody gave me a toggle for Christmas, right? But I really like the blue tip. I've been using it, you know, and everything. I put the toggle in a drawer. I'll get to it someday. 50 years go by, I find the toggle in the attic in a box, and I end up selling it on eBay for $400 or whatever, $300. That's what's happening with these razors. A lot of people, and I, you know, really clicked when I was looking at, I was online just searching around, like, how do these things survive? And then I remembered, like, mint condition razors. People are giving them as gifts, and, like, a lot of people don't want to switch. They're like, I've been doing my thing, a lot of things. And one thing, like, my father, my grandfather told me growing up, was you don't buy a man a razor because he likes to buy his own razor. Whenever you get something for Christmas, I can tell they never even used it, right? They like their own particular razor, whatever they wanted, and they tend to go buy it themselves, right? So all these gifts are being given at Christmas time, right? And everybody's getting them, and they're taking them. Maybe they're throwing them in a box or throw them in a drawer and leaving them there for 50 years, right? And then they come back to us later. So that's one of my theories on why some of this stuff comes out and you can still find it. I think I'm right because also with the packaging of those razors and the advertisements. So getting off track a little bit, but if you look at a couple of these ads, you'll see, you know, what they're all advertising. New items, new stuff, great, you know, all that to buy and sell and give it to as gifts. Give them to people as gifts so they can get something that they would probably not buy on their own and may never even use again on their own. You know, they may just throw it in the drawer. Who knows? So I did something different this week. I decided to do an article on my blog site regarding this how vintage holiday advertisements, right? And I included a video of an old vintage Gillette Christmas advertisement that you've probably seen it. If you haven't, check it out. YouTube video in there as well. And also a lot of pictures and a little article that I wrote. And also the way, and if you'd like to see how to win the next contest, now's the time to check. You want to go into that site, shavestraightandsafe.com. The link is in the show notes for the article, and I give you the instructions on how to win the next contest. So I'm not going to say how to win it here. I want to see how many people will actually go to the site and read it and then send me the email. So yeah, there's a hint. You're going to have to send me an email of what we're talking about there. And yeah, let's check it out. Let's see how cool it is. Let's see. It'll be a lot of fun. Check out the site. I added about 10, I think 7 or 8 pictures, a nice video. So it's pretty cool. You'll enjoy it. So check it out at shavestraightandsafe.com for the vintage ad shaving app advertisement. So, you know, I don't even want to stop right there. I want to keep talking about this. So, guys, if you've ever gone into, like, recently, if you go into Walmart, too, or Publix is only down here in Florida. It's a supermarket. But or another other like stores or something like that, you'll see those Gillette gift sets, right? They'll do like a big display in the front of the store, like a pallet display or something like that. So they're still doing that to this day. You know, they're still pushing. And I guarantee you that if I spoke to somebody from Procter & Gamble right now, they would definitely say time of the year is now, right? And let me ask you this. If you've done or bought or something like that, or have been given a Gillette razor gift set and just let it sit in a box and put it on a drawer for like, you know, 3 or 4 months, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And just put that in relevance, you know, 50 years ago with a toggle or with a Gillette adjustable or with a blue tip or something like that when they first came out, or even with a double ring when they first came out, because that was when they were really advertised too. I do have a double ring advertisement, 1904, when they were, you know, giving away as gifts. They were $5 back then. It was a lot of money back in 1904. So yeah, that was a pretty good, nice gift to get as well. All right, enough of the shaving advertisements. Let's get on with the review of the week, right? So bacon, right? Let's talk bacon. Bacon is getting to the point where it's everywhere, if you think about it, right? It's just about everywhere you look, everywhere you can think of, and we have it. Well, yeah, it's there. So I was even looking at bacon-covered chocolate the other day. That looked pretty good. So the actual soap from Holy Cow is a bacon. It's called Bacon Inter Alia Soap, right? And it's a scent of bacon with like burned brown sugar, and there's some chocolate notes to it as well. Now, let me tell you, if Holy Cow makes some great soaps performance-wise. Really nice. They work well. They use a donkey milk type formula with some tallow, and I don't know even know how it's made, but it's called donkey milk formula, and that stuff lathers very well. This is their vegan formula that they just came out. It was a limited edition of 50 soaps or 50 to 100 soaps or something like that. I was able to get on there and on the site and buy one, and I was really impressed with the performance. The performance was unbelievable. It just shaved well and everything like that. The scent is 100% bacon. It is insane. It is smelling like bacon and burned sugar, brown sugar with a little chocolate essence to it. If you're a bacon fan, it is awesome. You're going to love the bacon scent. But it does, I don't think there's an aftershave. I didn't see an aftershave to pair with. I don't know if I would wear it, but I was impressed with the soap performance. The scent, you know, for me, I'm not really a big bacon person, so I don't know if that scent would work. It would be something that I would like, wear as an aftershave, but definitely as a soap, it was kind of nice. The scent is amazing. It does get very big reviews online from people who do own, the few people that do own the soap. So, bacon, is it good for shaving soap? Yeah, it's good for shaving soap. Would it be good for an aftershave? No. I don't want to smell like bacon when I go to work. I don't mind the soap because it kind of dissipates after a little bit. But all in all, not a big bacon fan here. But I did like the soap. I do find the soap to be performed very well. And the bacon scent of this soap was tastefully done. Wasn't overdone. Doesn't smell like dog food or anything like that. Sometimes I don't know if you guys notice, if you smell like a beer or something like that, you may notice that there might be like a bacon strips. Like, you know, you get dog treats. They might smell a little bit like that. This one doesn't. This one actually smells like burned bacon with sugar, caramelized sugar on it. So really enjoyed the soap, enjoyed the performance. So check him out, guys. I know that he's going to come out with more of them in the future. And I hate to talk about like limited edition or hard to find stuff on the show because it's just, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But this one was weird because it was bacon. So I wanted to talk about it. So it was interesting to talk about bacon. So yeah, guys, check out the Holy Cow website. They have some new stuff coming out as well. And if you ever get a chance to try that bacon soap, or if you have tried that bacon soap, let me know what you think about it too, because I found it to be a really nice soap, a really nice product. All right, guys, supermarket finds. That's it. This is it for the year here, supermarket finds. What did we find? What did we not find? What do we have here? Okay, so we have 4 aftershaves that we found, right? We have Skin Bracer by Menon, right? Old Spice, which if you haven't heard of Old Spice, you haven't been around the wet shaving game too long. Brute, which is, well, if you talk about Brute and say, oh, it smells like Brute, well, that's the original Brute. And Aqua Velva. Yes, an Aqua Velva. Everybody loves an Aqua Velva man, right? An old commercial. So these four aftershaves, guys, they are available at every single place you could probably find. I mean, they're at Walgreens. They're at Target. They're at, you know, grocery stores. They're at Walmarts. They're at everywhere. Gas stations. You can find them everywhere. And so what makes them so special? Well, they've been around a long time, so they're classic scents. I can tell you right now that three out of them, I have relatives that wore that every day, right? Now, I have many aftershaves, and many of us do. We don't really wear the same aftershave every day, but in the past, our ancestors, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, our grandmothers, everybody, they used to like to wear the same stuff, right? And I could tell you that I'm pretty impressed with all four of them, and that I think the classic styling and the classic scent of these items are going to stay around for a long time. Now, what can you wear? What was I going to say? Why didn't I mention Clubman Pinard, right? Well, I'm going to do a special on Clubman, like a special episode for them, right? So, because they have a lot more products than just aftershave. So I was going to mention them today, decided not to because I'm doing another special edition for Clubman Pinard because they've been around. They actually make a lot of stuff. They actually make a lot of new stuff too, so you want to check that out as well. So the only thing I have to say about these scents is that if you ever pick up a vintage like Aqua Velva or a vintage Brut, vintage Old Spice, or vintage Skin Bracer, you'll notice that one, that the scent's a little different. All right, it's not as potent, maybe. It's a little, they've added, you know, some additives to it. I mean, Aqua Velva, people used to be able to drink it. I mean, right, if you were watching that Wet Shaver, I'd Lather Be Wet Shaving show, they were drinking that. They were talking about that on the show last year, a few months ago, actually, regarding like what it was actually, people were actually drinking it or could have drank it, or the Aqua Velva cocktail and all that good stuff didn't actually have Aqua Velva in it, but it was, anyway, we're getting off track, but I was on that show. If you ever check that show, I'd Lather Be Shaving out, that has Matt Pisarcik and Douglas Smythe. They do like a little, you know, they talk about vintage stuff, new stuff, everything. They're just having a lot of fun on that show. But yeah, the actual presentation, a lot of these things are now in plastic. Vintage Old Spice, I could tell you that the scent stayed pretty much the same, but like now they're using a plastic container instead of a glass one. You know, Brut's the same way, so is Aqua Velva. So the scent and stuff like that has probably stayed close to the same. I'm sure guys that have used it for many years can tell you a little better than I can. But they're still readily available in the supermarket, and you can still go and get one. So that's why they've included. So if you're in the supermarkets and you're looking for an aftershave, you know, any one of these four scents are a classic. They've been used for a long time. You may get the occasional, oh, you smell like an old man type of scent if you're a younger guy, if you're wearing this and you're going to school or something like that. But you know what? Who cares? Because that's classic and that's cool, right? Remember, vintage is in with mostly everything out there. And I I'm going to say it like this. Dude, I wear Skin Bracer, Old Spice, Brut, Aqua Velva. So, dude, I don't care. And I'm not, you know, well, I'm 30. I'm going to be 35, actually, next week. So, I'm not that old. But I've been wearing this stuff for a while as well. I used to wear Old Spice when I was in high school. Didn't know any better. Pretty sure people thought I smelled, you know, differently, put it that way. But I didn't smell bad. I did not smell bad, right? So, guys, don't feel weird if you want to wear these aftershaves if you're a young guy, because you're still cool and you're still going to be dapper if you think about it, because you are trying to be different than everybody else. You don't have to wear all the new stuff. You want to wear these scents. Don't feel bad doing it. Go wear it with pride. And remember, you can find it everywhere and you can buy it for cheap. So you don't have to worry about just putting a drop on. You can splash it on. You can use it every day. You don't have to worry about that. So cool things about these aftershaves. One, you can find them everywhere. Two, they're affordable, so you don't have to worry about not using them up or taking a little bit of, anyway, you know, like a little bit here or there. You can use it. Don't worry about using it. Three, they're classic, and they show that you have character, right? Nothing wrong with wearing these aftershaves. All right, so guys, let's move on to the next segment of the show where we're going to talk about
our giveaway. So, guys, the giveaway is going to be on ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. We just talked about it at the beginning of the show. It is for a full-size Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements aftershave. I have actually Douglas Smythe and Fran from Phoenix have donated some aftershave. They've done it in the past, but they just sent me a bunch of them now to give away on the show. So I'm very, very grateful. And I'm very, just it's a very nice thing for them to do and really support the cast and everything like that. So thank you very much, guys, for donating the aftershaves for the show as well. So I know I'm getting off topic. Who is the winner from last week? Caden Decker, you have won the giveaway from last week, from the last show. Please check your email. I have sent you an email. I need your shipping address and all that good stuff, and I will get the first aftershave out to you. So, guys, there is another aftershave coming up, so check out the site. Remember, follow the instructions, and you will be entered in to win. And then I do it on random.org on how many people by the number on when they actually message me. So if you message me, you're the first one. You get number one. I put it in random.org, and then I'll send you an email as well. Sometimes I give a little bit extra out, and I'll give an extra one out. I could tell you that the next show I will be sending out more than one item. I have some stuff that I've been saving up here, and I'd like to do it all for the Christmas show. Even though it is debuting on Christmas Day, when everybody's opening their presents and they're done opening their presents, I'll send you something else to open for the rest of the week. So that'd be cool too. All right, guys. So thank you for listening this week. I'm just going to let you know what's coming up in the podcast, and that will be our final show of 2017. We're going to do the year in review. We're going to talk about the whole year, the whole podcast from our first show, and we're just going to do I did it last year. It's just a general summary of what's happened, and we'll talk about the key points of this year. 2018 is going to be a big year for wet shaving, guys. It's getting really, really crazy out there with new products and stuff. I've been seeing a lot of stuff coming out. We're going to talk about some new things as well, and we'll keep it vintage as always, and we'll keep our vintage little, segments here and there too. So we're not going to just forget about the vintage show either. All right, guys. Also, we're going to talk about a blade a day supermarket finds. We do have a couple more supermarket finds out there. And if you got, let me put something out there. If you find something in a store, and you think, whoa, I couldn't believe that somebody would have this in a store, like a wet shaving item. Hey, send me an email, let me know about it in a picture, and I'll feature it on the show. Definitely want to feature that on the show. Really, always looking out there for supermarket stuff. And just stuff you can buy in a store and just when you find it in your travel. So definitely send me an email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does for the wet shaving community and for our podcast as well. And most of all, you, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast and no reason to talk to a microphone, right? So don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, for that giveaway. Don't forget to enter for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And please feel free to contact me anytime at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And also check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. I will be coming out with some new videos in 2018. I do apologize. I haven't done much in the last few months, but we will get back on track very soon. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or doing a giveaway or giving away some samples or something like that or having me talk about something, please contact me. If you're a vendor and like to be featured on the show, please contact me as well. All right, next show is going to be the 25th of December. And until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.